This is an enormously huge performance by Kate O'Connor, if she can hold on, because her personal best at 800 metres doesn't compare to some of them in the field here. And Kate O'Connor has got the line in sight. Oh, and this is definitely on. And Kate O'Connor's going to take the victory.
And certainly Kate O'Connor did take the victory. She won bronze in the pentathlon, making her the first Irish athlete to win a medal at a senior championship in the multi-events. And her dad, Michael, joins us now. Michael, you're very welcome. You're her dad. You're also her coach. Will you talk to us as a dad first, if you can separate the two? How was it yesterday?
It was absolutely incredible. Just to sit in the stadium as a fan and watch her do what she did yesterday was just unbelievable. I'm still trying to pinch. I'm pinching myself. And it's nice getting messages from some friends because it did actually happen.
Absolutely brilliant. And she broke all her own personal best.
Yeah, she just had an absolutely an outstanding day. Like every performance that she put in her event was absolutely and utterly world class. And then she came out after event four and she said to myself and Tom's over with me and he works coaching with her as well. So I'm after putting four world class results in there and I'm in fourth place. What's going on? We had a wee bit of a chat and then in she went into the 800 and the Kate O'Connor magic happened. And that's the only way I can describe it. Just what we saw in that 800 was a little bit of X factor, but just what some athletes have.
Absolutely. And she's an amateur. The others are professional. And we heard her earlier on the programme saying, you know, she's studying at the minute. So athletics for her is part-time. It is extraordinary. But that 800-metre race, you were back and forward with her beforehand, you know, working through how she would approach it. Did that all go out the window once the race started?
Yeah, absolutely. She towed the line and was standing there and got off to a nice start, and myself and Tom were sitting in the stands and we're happy enough for the first little part of it. And then we start looking at each other and saying to each other, God, what's going on here, you know? And then it was, I think at the top of our voices, we were just roaring at her, keep going, keep doing what you're doing. Oh my God, it was so exciting. I've never experienced anything like that. I don't know what it's been like at home, but
that's been amazing. Everyone is just absolutely bowled over by her success.
Oh yeah,
and the gold for Sarah and the bronze for Mark. I mean, it's just been an amazing weekend.
It has. It's been an amazing weekend for Irish athletics. We're just living in a special time. We've got some absolutely we've got a few world class athletes in our hands at the moment, and their development over the next 4 years is going to be absolutely crucial. We've got to mind them and make sure that they're allowed to develop and reach their full potential. We've got to mind them and wrap them in cotton wool or whatever we have to do. It's special times for athletics.
It is.
And it just absolutely is.
What's next for Kate now? A little bit of rest first before the next event?
Well, she gets home. She'll get up to Belfast very quickly tomorrow, check in with her medical team, make sure that there's nothing, that she's still good. Waiting just to hear news about selections for the world indoors, and then we've a decision to make in relation to that. I think she's kind of itching to go there, but her team and the people that surround her and look after her, we'll just all have a bit of a chat this evening and have a chat with Athletics Ireland and see what the plan is.
Well, look, make sure you enjoy the celebrations as well. We're all rooting for you and all so happy for her success. Thank you very much indeed for joining us. Michael O'Connor there, dad and coach to Kate, bronze medal winning at the Athletics Indoor Championships yesterday.